Award-winning novelist and story writer John Edgar Wideman knows quite a bit about writing traditional short fiction. In his latest story collection, called God's Gem, he's tried something different. Alan Chews has a review.
In Wait, the opening piece of this 10-story collection, a moving elegiac tribute to the narrator's late mother, the writer calls his early drafts of this story raw, stuttering stuff, which he intends to improve in subsequent revisions. In all but a few of these stories, we can see the writer employing this allusion to great effect, just stuttering about matters of life and death, love and loss, race and art. That's all I'm doing. Well, Wideman's quite deliberately swerving from the classical tradition and swinging into another mode. His stories thrive without much plot construction and insight into character because of the way he fuses the traditional technique of stream of consciousness, which comes to us mainly from the work of James Joyce, and the innovative language-bending improvisation methods that grow out of American jazz. Most of the 10 stories in this new collection work brilliantly because of that fusion. The titles themselves are wonderfully suggestive. Are dreams faster than the speed of light? What we cannot speak about, we must pass over in silence. Who invented the jump shot? And the silence of Thelonious Monk. Wideman, in a voice as muscular and at the same time as intimate as any in contemporary fiction, bulls his way into the reader's awareness, employing a marvelous mix of plastic language and the aesthetic of musician-composer Monk, the rhythms of bebop, the emotion of action painting, and the all-elbows-and-knees excitement of schoolyard basketball. It's quite a performance.
The book is God's Gem by John Edgar Wideman. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.